Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the go-to space for everyday women to go from surviving to thriving by pursuing a purpose that's truly rooted in faith. And now, we're also becoming the premier space for Christian coaches and therapists to finally learn how to integrate faith into their practice without being churchy or limiting their audience. Each week, we'll merge biblical wisdom with practical everyday application so that you can be empowered to excel in every facet of your life and business. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Prescription for Purpose podcast. I'm super excited to continue our Bible study blitz, brought to you by the Society. I am so excited to share this lesson, Spiritual Heart Health for the Believer, part one. Okay. This is just the introduction of Something that I'm really passionate about, I told y'all I've been doing a lot of research about the body, our soul, maintaining our soul care, and the heart is a primary aspect of our soul care and maintenance. Remember, I told y'all 3 John 1 and 2 that we're told to prosper as our soul prospers, but no one tells us how to do that. And the same way that we talk about our physical body, our physical heart health, our spiritual heart health is really the pulse of our soul. And so I'm so passionate about this. I'm so excited to share this lesson with y'all and to really introduce this topic. And then next week, I'm going to give y'all 3 strategies to help maintain your spiritual heart health. If you have never listened to anything I said, this is the one. The Bible talks about the importance of our heart. The Bible talks about just the importance of making sure we have a correct heart posture. And this lesson and the revelation that God has given me in this area has changed the game for me. And I pray that it does the same for you. So without further ado, get your notes, get your life, hold on to your edges. Okay. Here is part 1 where I'm introducing spiritual heart health for the believer.
Hello, hello. I am so grateful to have the opportunity to be speaking to you again. We are back for another session where we're going to be talking about the condition of our heart. And if you are new here or have not been here, my name is Dr. Charlotte Walker. I am the host of the Prescription for Purpose podcast and the CEO and founder of Prescription for Purpose. And I am so excited to be here once again to have the opportunity to talk to you about the condition of the heart. We spoke before about giving God your plan, and I'm so excited because I'm really, really passionate about our spiritual health, spiritual wellness, and our heart health. Not only spiritually, but as a medical service provider, I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner by trade. And so anytime I can talk about our hearts, our bodies, our minds, our souls, I'm so excited. So we're going to hop right in. So in this session, we're going to talk about the heart of believers. You're going to understand your spiritual heart health, and we're going to talk about conditions that impact your heart health as well as our path to heart health as believers. So make sure you have your notebooks. We are going to hop right in. So first, let's talk about what is your heart. We hear things in scriptures like Proverbs 4:23 that says to guard your heart above all else. And we really, I think, sometimes don't have the full capacity to understand what the heart is. Our heart is our capacity to exercise moral preference. It's the moral spiritual inclination setting the course of both cognitive activity or thinking and outward behavior. Essentially, our heart is the thing that makes us unique from other creatures that God has created. We understand right from wrong. We understand and have the ability to make free choice. And our heart is the thing that moves us from what we think, what we believe, to actually putting it into action. That's why, as the Bible tells us, as a man thinketh, so is he. The thing that we allow to meditate in our heart, the thing that we posture our hearts for, we will behave to obtain that thing. And so what we have to understand as believers is that when we are born, as human beings, all of us are born with a heart defect. Now, if you are unsure of what a heart defect is, there are millions of babies every year that are born with heart defects. There's all different kinds, but a congenital heart defect is something that you're born with. It may not even have to anything to do with things that you did or did not do. You're just kind of born that way. And sometimes these things are inherited. As people of God, as people who were born after Adam and Eve, we all have a congenital heart defect. And I'm going to prove it to you in the word. We have a wicked heart at baseline. At baseline, we are born with a wicked heart posture. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The human heart is most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked." Desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is?
if you don't believe me, who has to teach toddlers how to lie, how to rebel? Who teaches toddlers how to hide things when they know that they've done something they had no business doing? No one teaches them this behavior. They just kind of start doing it, right? That is because as cute as they are, as much as we love them, they too have been born with this spiritual congenital heart defect, right? This wicked heart that they have. And we see it expressed in their behavior as they're becoming more into themselves and becoming little people. Their wickedness and the wickedness of their heart shows. They want to be in control. They feel prideful. And these are babies that we're talking about. So we are all born this way. We are all born this way. And I need us to really understand that you should never follow your heart. It's wicked. You should never follow your heart. No one should ever tell you, girl, follow your heart. You should do the opposite of that. Anyone who tells you to follow your heart, they do not love you because your heart is deceitful and wicked. There's a decision that you've made in the past that you know comes straight from you following your heart instead of you following the word of God, instead of you being led by the Spirit. So let's talk about why our heart health matters. Because God is so good to us. God is so good to us that he sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And with that, heart transplantation has been made available to us. If you don't know anything about heart transplants, if you don't know anything about the amount of work that goes into getting an organ, I need you to understand that there's a big committee involved. There's all of these qualifications that you have to meet. There are all of this work that has to go into it. People have to determine if you are eligible for an organ transplant. They look at things like your age and your health condition and all of this. God said, nah, you don't need none of that. You don't need none of that with him. If you want a heart transplant, all you simply have to do is confess out of your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, and then allow him to be Lord over your life, that he died for your sins and rose on the third day, that he is the Son of God, that you are a sinner in need of a savior, that you have a heart condition and you know that you're in need of a transplant. And immediately, you are approved. And a new heart is then made available to you. And patients who are transplant patients understand that this isn't a one-time thing. There's work that goes into maintaining your new transplanted organ. And we're going to talk about it a little more in depth, but I need you to understand that when the Bible says to guard your heart above all else, because it determines the course of your life, some translation says that because everything that you do flows through it. When you allow sin, bitterness, when you worship false idols, unforgiveness to harden your heart, when we talk about things like you not eating well and your blood pressure, what happens is plaque builds up in the arteries of your physical heart. And when enough of that plaque builds up, blood cannot flow through to that part of your heart and that muscle dies and you have a heart attack. So the same way that the Bible tells us that we need to pray that our hearts aren't hardened, we see it in the natural. You see the correlation in the natural that if you don't watch what you eat, if you aren't a good steward over your heart and your physical body, you'll get plaque buildup. Now you have hypertension. Now you need surgeries for stents to be put in because blood is no longer flowing freely. The reason you have to guard your heart and do so on an offensive and not on the defense is because the same way that the food that we eat can cause blockages in our physical heart, the things that you allow in through your eyes and your ears, the things that you allow yourself to meditate on, if it is not good for you, if you are not guarding your heart, you will start to have plaque build up spiritually and your heart is hardened. And now the way that the blood used to flow through and to your heart and to your soul and through your mind, it's not as effective because your heart has been hardened. This is why David asked God to create a clean and new heart. This is why God says that he's given us a heart of flesh. We have to be on guard to ensure that we don't have buildup, that we are able to continue to have free-flowing grace, free-flowing mercy, free-flowing love through the organ that God has given us. So you can't listen to everything. If you're dealing with sexual immorality, you can't listen to R&B music because you need to guard your heart. You don't want lust to start building plaques up in there. And now you're somewhere you have no business being. You at some man's house. And you are somewhere you have no business being. And now you're in fornication and masturbation and you're dealing with all of these things. And these plaques are building up in your heart to a point where you may not even be as sensitive anymore to the fact that you're sinning against God. All because you didn't guard your heart. Because you didn't block that man's number. We have to be on the offense. When we talk about guarding our heart above all else, you have to be on the offense. That's why in Ephesians 6, the Bible says that we wear the breastplate of righteousness. If you look at a soldier, the breastplate is what covered their heart. It's the biggest piece of armor. Righteousness and us pursuing God's righteousness, us wanting to be in right standing with him, is the thing that guards our heart. Us wanting to live by his decrees. The Bible says, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll follow my commands. And not love him like I feel warm and fuzzy inside when I think about the goodness of Jesus. I do. But that word love, agape, when you study it, it means that you choose God's choices, that I live my life not by what I want, not by what I think, but I choose the choices that God wants me to make. True love is expressed. True love is tangible. I show my love for God by seeking righteousness, doing the hard things. You may feel like it don't take all that. It do if your heart is on the line. You have to guard your heart above all else. You have to guard your heart. And the thing that guards your heart is you seeking righteousness, you living holy. Holiness is still right. And we can't do it in our own strength. But God has sent us a helper. That's why Jesus had to go back. So Holy Spirit could come. The minute you get saved, Holy Spirit resides on the inside of you. And as you continue through the process of being sanctified, as you continue to seek him, as you allow this blood of this new heart transplant to flow through your body, you then will be filled more and more. And it'll be a lot easier to hear and to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit. But you have everything that you need. Holy Spirit seals. He seals our salvation. That scripture in Ephesians 4:13. He seals our salvation. So the minute you get saved, he is with you. Lean on him. Seek him. Because you need him to maintain your heart. This isn't even about physical death. Spiritual death is being separated from God. That's why Jesus had to come. That's why he said he defeated death and hell. But when your heart is hardened, you are at risk of spiritual death, separation from the Father. You are at risk. So you have to guard your heart. What you meditate on is what moves you. My pastor said it that way, and I love him. You move by what you meditate on. What you meditate on is the thing that moves you. So if you're meditating on what other people have, you're meditating on money and greed and riches, that's what's going to direct the course of your life. And you're going to spend all of this time chasing money only to find out that you've been trying to serve two masters. Your heart health matters because your life is on the line. This is not our permanent home. Your eternal life is on the line. And we have to be more cognizant of that. I'm not trying to make it too deep, but sis, I need you to hear me, that this life is but a momentary light affliction. I know it's hard. I know you struggle. But you have to guard your heart. You have to be on guard. You have to be on guard. Hear me and hear me good. You're struggling with depression. But you're feeding your spirit. You're feeding your soul. Negative conversations. You're feeding your soul. Things that aren't going to speak life into your heart. You're listening to the conversations of people and the voices online. And they're echoing what you, it's so bad right now. This ain't never going to get better. What does the word of God say? What are you feeding and putting into your eyes and your ears and into your soul? Because your heart and your life are on the line. Guard your heart with righteousness. Righteousness covers your heart. It is your breastplate. It is your breastplate.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
So what are some things that really eat us up when it comes to our heart health? The first is pride. Okay? We coming straight out of 2 Timothy. Pride. Pride is the number one condition that impacts your heart. It's like, we got them fried foods. smoking, like the things that really can accelerate your heart health decline, things that really are doing a number on your heart physically, smoking, drugs, eating fatty foods, your diet. This is that list for your heart spiritually. Pride. Scripture says, for people will only love themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. I have been dealing and studying on the topic of pride, and God has really been having conversation with me about ways that pride shows up. Pride is not simply you being boastful, but pride is every time that you make a decision and you move based on what you think is best and not what God thinks is best. Every time you delay your obedience, it's still disobedience. And what you're saying is, God, I heard what you said. I heard what you said. I'm going to let you finish, but I'm going to do and see for myself first. So you may not say it with your mouth, but your actions are saying, you know what, God, I actually know better than you do. I don't believe your thoughts are higher than mine. I don't believe your ways are higher than mine. I'm going to try my way first. And if that don't work out, I'm going to hit you back. That's pride. And we can say it's fear. We can say it's all of these other things. You can say, you know, I don't have whatever it is. It's pride. You are making an excuse to not do what God has called you to do. For my people who think, oh no, I'm real humble. I don't even like getting up in front of people. This is how God was dealing with me. That's still pride. How dare we have something deposited on the inside of us that can save the life of our brother or sister in Christ. And we withhold it because we are uncomfortable. We withhold it because in that vulnerability, we feel like we have something to lose. That's pride. Anytime you go over God's line of boundary or you are way under God's line of expectation, you are operating in pride. That's why the servant with the third talent who just buried the money, he got his money back. The master said, you could have put this in the bank and got me interest. That's pride. Worrying about yourself. He said, master, I knew you were a wicked man and you were super harsh. So I just buried it till you came back. You did nothing with what I gave you. That is prideful. Putting your own needs and values above other people. And we have to guard our hearts and really sit down and really study what pride is and how it shows up, because the devil is sneaky. He is not going to outright be like, you know what, sis, go ahead and operate in pride. No, he's going to subtly allow these things to creep into your heart. That plaque buildup in your body, it may take years before you have that heart attack, that stroke. It may take years. But very subtly, every fry you eat, every time you out here smoking cigarettes and very subtly, you're killing yourself slowly. Pride is a poison. The same way we watch all of these documentaries about how women would poison their husbands with ethylene glycol or antifreeze, and the men wouldn't be able to taste it in their drinks because it's sweet. It's subtle. It don't taste like nothing. It doesn't taste like it shouldn't be in my body. It's sweet. And yet they're being poisoned. That's pride. The second condition that impacts our heart, painful experiences. Painful experiences. The scripture says they will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. Listen to me and listen to me good. unforgiveness, important, a part of unforgiveness is pride. When we decide that we are going to seek vengeance ourselves, I always say, imagine walking up to God and snatching something out of his hand. We would never do that. But every time we choose not to forgive, that is exactly what we do. He said that vengeance belongs to him. Now, forgiveness doesn't mean that there aren't consequences to the action. Forgiveness does not mean that you don't set boundaries. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you allow yourself to be abused and overtaken. However, if you are sitting here waiting for somebody's downfall, if you are sitting here and every time their name gets brought up, you immediately get an attitude, since you are operating in unforgiveness, you need to really let go and let God. Because the same level with which we forgive is how we're forgiven. And I know that I sin. I know you sin too, because the Bible tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Oh, they disrespected you? Baby, they disrespected Jesus. And every time we sin, which we do daily, we disrespect God ourselves. We don't just sin. It's not just an oopsie. We sin against God. We hurt God and ourselves. That we do, we grieve God. That's why the Bible tells us not to grieve the Holy Spirit. So the same way that these people are bringing you grief, it doesn't absolve them of their actions. However, we get real prideful. I can't believe they would do me like that. Me? We do God like that. And we can't allow our painful experiences to have us harboring unforgiveness. And now our hearts are hardened. Now we can't be forgiven. Now the heart transplant that we've gotten is starting. There's some rejection coming in with this organ. And we can't be saved because we are only forgiven at the length or the strength that we forgive other people. Holy Spirit is the one who gives us the ability to have self-control. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. And in order for you to go through trial and tribulation, you must have Holy Spirit. Another word for patience, the fruit of the Spirit, is long suffering. We can't only want to partake in the blessings of God. We have to be willing to join him in his suffering. And a lot of time, we don't trust God through the trial. We don't trust God through the tribulation, because at the surface level, they both just look like trauma. But that's why you have to be intentional to seek God. That's why you have to draw close to him. That's why he has to be your refuge so he can carry you through it. The Bible says that God is near the brokenhearted. God will not be mocked. But the same way that we seek forgiveness, God will forgive them too. A lot of us have been parents, our parents, aunties, uncles, and ain't no way you will allow another person to come and discipline your child. And you're sitting right there. You would look at them crazy. So despite how someone may or may not make us feel, that's still God's child. Sometimes I jokingly say, even if they're not his children, baby, those are his creatures. He created them, people. Okay? But they belong to him. Who am I to come in and try to discipline or correct his creation? We need to cast all of our cares, our worries, our pain to God because he understands suffering. Our God understands suffering. He was betrayed. Jesus was betrayed by someone he loved. That man kissed him on his cheek as he betrayed him. He was beat, assaulted, overworked, embarrassed, disrespected. Our God understands suffering. And then finally, the last condition that's going to get us good, selfish passions. We can have passion. It has to be fueled by God. But when we have our own selfish ambitions, when we do things simply because we want things to be done a certain way, you have all this va-va-boom for the money. You'll get up at 3 a.m. to get to that job for your money, but you can't find time for your quiet time? Come on, sis. We have to do better. Because that means money is our master. That's what's moving and motivating us. I'm not motivated to be in the presence of God. You're going after things you value. You're going after God because you don't want God. You don't necessarily value him, but you value what you think going after him is going to get you. Like, I'm going to go after God real hard because I want my man. But then when the man don't come, you get mad and you quit. Because you were in it for your own selfish passion to begin with. The scripture says they will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. There's a scripture, I believe it's James 4:3, that says that you pray for things and you don't receive them because your motives are off. God, he searches the heart and tests the mind. That's scripture. So even if you don't know the condition of your heart, you best believe the good physician does. If you've been praying for something and you have not received it, I implore you, I dare you to ask God why. God, have I made this thing an idol? Have I made the desire an idol? And now my motives are off? Search my heart, God. Reveal anything that is unlike you. Because what good is it that a man will gain the entire world and lose his soul? Okay, the song said, keep your heart, friend. Keep your heart. We have to be mindful. We have to be mindful of the things that so easily trip us up. That scripture in Hebrews, it says, strip off the weights and the sins. There are some things that don't look like sin that are still weighing you down, that still are not good for the condition of your heart. And you have to be aware enough and then ask Holy Spirit to allow you to see those things in your life. And then once he reveals them, then you have to act on them. Now you have to guard your heart. You have to be willing to allow him to strip things away from you that are of comfort to you, but that are killing you. And I'm not just talking about killing you, even spiritually. You smoke because you stressed. Why is God not your coping mechanism? That's killing your heart, your lungs, your wallet. We have to be willing to address the issues of our heart. And God is so good that he will allow us the wisdom through his spirit, through his word, in constant prayer, to where our transplant isn't rejected. The most dangerous part of transplantation is that if you don't take your medication, if you don't check in with your doctor, if you don't live a lifestyle that is healthy, that is different, the organ, the new organ that you got, will your body will reject it. And now you're back at square one. In the same way that this happens in the physical, this happens in our souls, with our hearts, that if you are not careful, if you go back to living life the way that you did pre-transplant, your body will reject the organ. Your body will reject the transplantation. We have to really make sure that we understand that what we're getting into when we come into relationship with God, this is a relationship. Think of all the relationships that you've gotten into that have then required you to move different. When you become a parent, you don't make decisions and do things the way that you used to. Why? Because you're in new relationship. You cannot operate like that any longer. It's not beneficial to your relationship and the health of your relationship. When you get married, if you're married or if you're in a romantic relationship, you can't move the same way that you used to move. And it's not out of restriction. It's about you honoring the relationship. All right, girls. So we're going to put a pin in it for this week. I pray that we are all just grateful for the heart transplantation that we were able to get through a relationship with Christ. Okay. We were born with a wicked heart, but we, because we know Christ, are able to live as transplant patients. Okay. But now we know that it requires maintenance. And I'm excited next week to give y'all the tools that you need to make sure that you're able to maintain your spiritual heart health. I want you to take these notes, take this lesson, go back, study it, re-listen to it, and really take the opportunity to let it meditate and minister to you. Go study what the word says about the heart, okay? In the meantime, make sure you stay connected with us. Download the app. Y'all know we strive for 5, okay? That's 5 stars as far as ratings. Leave a review. Let me know what you learned from this lesson. I really love the feedback. It encourages me, but also it encourages other people to link in and to really go to the next level, push themselves, and be in a community where they are going to be learning not just what they need, not just encouragement to get you excited, but transformational truth. So I love you, girl. God bless you. And I'll talk to you next week.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.